In this unit, we're going to be exploring biblical standards for marketing. And I'm going to suggest to you that as Christians, we have a unique advantage in the marketplace and that we have the greatest marketing genius in all of history as our example. And he is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share more about that and some marketing lessons that we can learn from Jesus as we go forward in this unit. But in this introductory video, I'm going to offer up some definitions of marketing. What is it to be a marketer and what is marketing? What is marketing? Well, first of all, I define a marketer, and this is consistent with other definitions that I've come across of academic definitions and so on. A marketer is one who seeks a specific response. So this is without regard to the industry that you're in or the sector, whether you're working in government or the nonprofit sector, raising money, you're in government, trying to win votes, or you're in the business world, as we are, seeking to sell products and seeking to ultimately lead people to Jesus Christ and lead people as we are making disciples. We are wanting to set the example. In effect, we are marketing the example of Jesus Christ in the ways of God in the business world. That ultimately is what we are marketing, but certainly we are also selling products and services as business professionals. So what is marketing? I define marketing as the art and science of strategic influence. So this isn't just sort of influence that, yes, we all kind of inadvertently influence people and we have influence in our lives, whether we realize it or not. Yes, we certainly do. But marketing is about strategic influence. It's about deliberate influence. And that's why it's called an art and a science. There is both sort of this artistic aspect of marketing where there's the innovation and ways of doing things. And then there's the science where and in marketing, we're constantly looking at analytics and we're wanting to know what is working, what isn't. Going back to what John Wanamaker said, the father of modern advertising, he said that half of my advertising budget is wasted. I just don't know which half. And this is back in the 1800s when he's saying that. And now we certainly have many more ways to quantify the impact of our marketing efforts. But that's a simple definition of a marketer and marketing. Marketer, one who seeks a specific response, and then marketing is the art and science of strategic influence. And as part of marketing, helping us to understand really what it is, it's important to note that marketing has many components. So if you're familiar with, for example, I sell social media services, and one of the questions I often get, especially from the older generation of customers where they're just not really all that familiar with the benefits of social media on the bottom line. And I try to help them understand that social media is not a direct response marketing strategy or technique per se. Typically, it's going to be a branding and an engagement play. And so direct response marketing is, this is how much I'm spending for this particular service or this particular ad campaign, and there better be a direct result. There better be a direct impact on the bottom line. I better know that I'm spending this much on whatever the component of marketing is, in this case, social media. If I'm running, if I'm promoting posts on Facebook, sharing content, things like that, that they want to know what is the return on investment directly. But there's separate kind of subsets of what marketing is. So in within marketing, yes, there is that direct response, clear return on investment type of marketing that it has really the older generations are more used to, and certainly we are all looking for a direct return on investment on our marketing dollars. But there's also branding is another subset, and that is critically powerful in today's marketplace in differentiating and positioning would be another. So advertising would be another one. So when you see advertising has changed as well, and actually is becoming more measurable when with things like Facebook advertising, where you can see I'm putting this much into the ad that is kind of going out on Facebook, which is sort of kind of a modern billboard in a sense, but certainly much more highly targeted than saying, well, I know that our company seems to do well in this particular town, so let's put up a billboard on the side of the highway. Facebook has done this, and other Google as well, but Facebook certainly has done a great job of helping us to highly target our ads as marketers. And I would also say that marketing is vital in every industry. So whether you're in the nonprofit world raising funds, you're trying to share the message of what your organization is doing. Again, going back to a previous unit that we talked about and how if you have to help your donors, they have to, if they're going to buy in and they're going to donate their money, in essence, you still have to provide a service. You still have to render a service, and they have to decide what intangibly am I going to get out of, even though there's no goods or services rendered in exchange for a donation, even as a nonprofit, if that's the type of organization you're running, you still have to tell a story. You still have to get that donor to buy in to what it is, the impact, the social impact, spiritual impact, however you want to frame it. But certainly in the whatever industry you're in, if you're an author, if you're in manufacturing, to be able to get new clients and new products to manufacture, if you're in education to get new students, for in the government, you're trying to get people to vote for you. But all, it's a little more straightforward in the business world, in the private sector, but this applies across the board. And these are just some of the statements that you might hear from a marketer, even though they might not phrase it exactly in these ways. Buy my product, subscribe to my online service, or subscribe, I've got some clients that are chiropractic clinics and they're wanting to bring in new clients. Sign up for this cause, donate to this charity, vote for me, join my team, come to my event. These are all things that we do as marketers, and we do them in virtually every aspect of our lives. So as Christians, as I said at the beginning of this video, we are so blessed to have the greatest marketer in all of history as our Lord and Savior. And it just baffles me that when I come across these lists of greatest marketers in history, how they typically don't mention Jesus. And yet one out of three people in the world claims to be a follower of Jesus. We're talking 2,000 plus years after he walked the face of the earth. And so that is just absolutely incredible. Well, it's right around 2,000 years. So the most watched film is about Jesus. So that's, what film is that? That's the Jesus film put out by Campus Crusade, now known as Crew. So while it may not have been a big box office blockbuster, these incredible men and women of God have taken the Jesus film all around the world. And so even in places where they don't even have a movie theater, they don't even have electricity in some cases, they would set up a generator and a projector and a screen and show this film in the native language of the people in those areas. The most read best-selling book is about him. Of course, we're talking about the Bible. And so when people talk about the greatest marketers, again, going back to our definition, which is strategic influence, one who seeks a response. Nobody did this more effectively than Jesus. Not Steve Jobs, not Richard Branson, not Bill Gates, but it's Jesus Christ. 92% of the first 138 U.S. universities were founded for his followers. And certainly many of the other great universities around the world were also founded by and for followers of Jesus to help them shape more of a biblical worldview. As I said, one out of three people in the world claims to follow him, but these are followers who are punished for following him. So there is a price to pay in many countries. That price is death, that price is imprisonment, torture, social isolation. It's, you're now an outcast from our family, from our society, for claiming to be a follower of Jesus, and yet people still follow him in the face of all of that persecution. Another unique thing about Jesus as a marketer is that his followers have a global presence. So we're not just talking about a religious leader that started his movement in one part of the world and it just sort of stayed concentrated in that part of the world. No, that Christianity, the gospel, has just been on the move throughout the globe, and is just so prevalent in the southern hemisphere, now moving to the east, and just all around the world, there is such a large presence of his followers. So if you're looking for the greatest influencer in all of history, and I'm not just talking about learning how to market your church or how to market the gospel per se. Of course, we're talking about setting the standard. We're talking about making disciples. That ultimately is what the Great Commission is all about. And Jesus is, of course, the one that gave us the Great Commission. We ought to learn from his example based on that alone. But he's the greatest marketer in all of history, the greatest, most effective strategic influencer, even if you were to just look at it based on the results of looking 2,000 years after he walked the earth, that we still have one out of three people in the world claiming to be a follower of Jesus. Of course, we can argue who actually is a Christian. That's, you can go to some of the other seminary classes to dive into more of the theological issues related to salvation. But suffice it to say that an enormous part of the world's population claims to be a follower of Jesus because he is the greatest marketer in all of history, and nobody will ever match his impact. Nobody will ever match his standard, but we are called to live up to his standards of influence, doing it the way that he did it. And that's what we're going to learn in this unit.